Nifty has tanked today by 1.4% and is down at 17,300. What is the prime reason behind this? Why was the US market down on the 26th, and why is the Indian market down today? All of this in this episode. Friends, my name is Aniket Chaudhary and welcome to the Fin Azad podcast. If you're struggling with your personal finances or need any help in mutual fund stock markets or how to plan your finances regarding retirement planning, children education planning and any other financial matter, do reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 7058248602. You can find the direct link to WhatsApp here in the description as well. We talked about three main factors which will be the driving force for this upcoming week in the Indian stock markets. And one of them was the Jackson Hole speech, which was supposed to be delivered by Jerome Powell, the chairperson of the US Fed. And the same has happened. The speech was perceived to be bearish for the market, and it was perceived to be hawkish for the Asian markets. And that is what has happened. Nifty has plunged by 1.4% today. Sensex nearly a 1,000-point tank today, and Nifty has ended nearly at 17,300. So this is the prime reason for this particular fall is the Powell speech, and it is inferred as hawkish, and all the investors have taken flight from the riskier assets, and hence the selling has come today, and we see that the market is down. So I'll just quote exactly what Jerome Powell, the head of the US Federal Reserve, had to say. Restoring price stability will take some time and requires using our tools forcefully to bring demand and supply into better balance. This is what Powell said. And what does this mean exactly? Restoring price stability will take some time and it requires using tools forcefully, he has said, to bring the equation of demand and supply into equilibrium or into balance. Inflation has been increasing recently, as we know, right? And bringing demand and supply to balance means keeping a check on demand and supply and keeping a check on inflation indirectly. Hence, if he further says that reducing inflation is likely to require a sustained period of below trend growth. I'll repeat, reducing inflation is likely to require a sustained period of below trend growth. That means he's ready to compromise on growth. He is okay with below trend growth, but he is more keen on reducing inflation, because inflation and growth, they are having an inverse relation. If the inflation increases, and if you want to stop inflation, if you want to curb inflation, you need to compromise on growth, because you need to suck out the liquidity from the market. In that sense, it is inverse. So if growth keeps on happening without a check, then inflation will increase, because then there will be so much of liquidity and cash in the market that the demand will go up and the supply will remain the same, and hence inflation will increase. So this is the relation between inflation and growth, in fact. So clearly Mr. Powell has stressed on a forceful tactic to reduce inflation, and he's okay to compromise gold. Now, what is the tactic for reducing inflation? As I said, when there is too much of liquidity, inflation increases. So what is the tool for reducing inflation? You remove the liquidity, you remove the cash in the market, and that is when the demand will go down automatically and the inflation will be kept under a check. So this is the Jackson Hole speech, which was very much anticipated. And this is actually the speech at the Jackson Hole Symposium. And this is where Powell said that the US Central Bank would continue to take strong action through the higher interest rates. And he has also given some indication. And then the target rate forecast has moved up from 2.5% to 4%. 2.5% of interest rates was the target rate earlier, but now it has been increased to 4%. I'm not saying that the interest rates have increased. The forecast has increased. The target rate forecast has moved up from 2.5% to 4%. That means in the coming days, we can see the interest rates there in the US being increased to about 4%. And hence, obviously, the Indian government or the RBI also takes such similar actions in the coming months. This is the major concern, and because of which the market saw a pullback today. The other reasons, as we discussed in the earlier episode, is the relentless rising of the crude prices, trading about $100 per barrel, that is crude, which is having a great impact on the raw material costs here in India. And that is one reason. And rupee not doing well, dollar strengthening in front of the Indian rupee. We have been talking about these factors previously. We need not spend so much of time now. And one topic on which we will be spending time in the next episode, that is the RIL AGM. The RIL AGM, which has concluded today, and Mr. Ambani has come up with some great decisions and declarations. So we'll have an episode on it in the next that is on Wednesday. We have our episodes on Monday, Wednesday and Friday on this particular English podcast, and Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday on the Hindi podcast. So we'll have one dedicated episode on the RIL AGM as well. So talking about Nifty, what will be the what can be the forecast for this particular week? I think it will be either sideways or bearish. That is what I have been maintaining since a very long time now. Earlier I said that 17,600 would be the resistance zone, above which it will be very difficult for Nifty to hover around for a very long time. That is what has happened. Nifty went to 17,900. It did not stop at 17,600 as per my understanding, but then it was really quick that it, within a couple of days, it was back in the 17,600s, and now it is down at 17,300, which is a fall of minus 1.4% today. I see Nifty below 17,000 for this particular week. That is what I can see, Nifty below 17,000. And a rough estimation is that it will definitely come down between 17,100, because the negativity will remain in the market for a prolonged time. And let's see what support it forms this time around. Can it reach below 16,000? Well, that is a big task, but in the due course, in the coming months, maybe we can once again see 15,500 or 16,000 once again. That's it in today's episode, friends. If you found value out of it, make sure to like, share, subscribe, comment, follow, and show your love in whichever way you feel comfortable with. Also, check out the Hindi podcast. This English podcast of ours is ranked number 11 in all the finance podcasts of India as per the Feedpost blog. Also, check out the FinAzad app, which has the fantastic course on technical analysis for all of you. Thank you, and I'll be seeing you again.